Next is a conversation between His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, and a UNESCO worker, recorded August 11, 1973, in Paris, France.
I was hoping many years since I went to London, right, to the Hare Krishna Center there.
You had been in our temple?
Many times, yes. And I had followed the booklets that came to God and so on, and also read. I didn't have a copy of the Bhagavatam, but I read your lections.
You were Indian?
Yes, I'm Indian. I've been working a long time in Paris. I am a resident more or less in Paris. I work for UNESCO and I'm a writer, and I go backwards and forwards a lot to India. But my headquarters have been here for a long time. So I'm associated.
How long you are here?
In France I've been 25 years.
And where from you came?
Punjab.
Punjab.
Punjab, before it was divided into two.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Before the...
Which district?
Yes.
Which district?
Lahore. And then...
Lahore city proper.
Yes, I taught there. And then, of course, it was divided. And before that, I came here and joined.
I went to Lahore sometime.
I see.
In 1925.
Yeah.
There, in Lahore, there are many Bengalis.
Oh, yes.
Yes. So, one Bengali gentleman, he was Mr. Mitta, the physician.
I see.
Yes. So I became his guest.
I see. Oh, yeah.
They are very well-to-do men.
Yes.
They were living there for 2-3 generations. Mitta family.
I see. There was also some man called B.N. Mitta. Was he the same? B.N. No.
I forget the name.
Yes, there were quite a number of them.
Yes.
During that long time ago.
Long time. Yeah. I went there in 1925.
I see.
I was going to Kashmir.
I see.
And on my way, I stopped Lahore, Amritsar, and some other places.
Yes, and yes, then you came first to Europe about 6 years ago.
Yes,
that's right.
Yes.
That's when it was about a year after that or 2 years, and I went to London.
I see.
And then saw there several times, and then of course been reading books. Here too, I came across some people. When it first started, it was in Boulevard Raspail. Then it went to Fontenay-le-Roz.
He's been following our movement here in Paris as well.
Yes. I met a few. In fact, this young Spaniard who showed us up, I saw him when he was selling a few things in the drugstore.
Oh.
Yeah, you know, malas and...
So now we are much bigger.
Yes, of course. And
you have seen all our books?
No. I've only seen a few in London. But I haven't seen the new ones. I have seen the...
Bring all the books.
Then it's much better than the...
These books have been produced within 6 years.
Really?
Yes.
Fantastic. I don't know how. So much work. Incredible.
I work at night, writing books. My work is going on. At night I write. In the UNESCO, to understand God or spiritual life, they do not think it is necessary.
It's a very, very important question. I think that the real trouble is that all of them are bureaucrats, sitting in offices, creating more jobs for other officers. I was one of the earliest members. I came when Dr. Radhakrishnan was our president. And at the very early stage. In those days, there was that feeling. that some importance should be given. But because it became a governmental organization, because every religion thinks that they should have a part to play in it, what they did was they brought out in 10 volumes the scientific and cultural history of mankind. But it has, it's only incidentally philosophy, only incidentally religion. The only religious books that have come out are those that have been translated. Old books like the Sacred Books of the East, for instance, Max Müller's books, and they've been reprinted. And occasionally a few translations have been done from Tulsi Das or some other philosophers, rewritten by Shankara and so on. But all of those have been done because somebody else has commissioned them. But otherwise, there isn't that. Except they have had some meetings in various places. But at none of these meetings did they really discuss the problem that of the, except occasional people, occasional philosophers. They never really discussed that. I think because the word religion, I think, probably is the...
No, apart from religion, religion may be sentiment or some emotion, that is another thing.
Yeah.
But we can ask, what is this cosmic manifestation? What is the purpose of this? Who created? How it is created? Are they not scientific?
Yeah. Now, this is another problem. Everything of a philosophical kind, they call it science. Human sciences, natural sciences, moral sciences. They think that is important to satisfy the scientific spirit. I think from that point of view, they allow big conferences to be held where a particular theme is taken. Different people come. So the organization encourages, stimulates activities proposed, submitted, and finally passed in resolutions by different commissions in different countries. And then it's held. And at that particular time, some people come and speak. So they've had, but they haven't, they mostly, these meetings have been held in, very few have been held here, except when they celebrated the centenary of Aurobindo last year, or when they celebrated the centenary of another centenary of Ramakrishna, like that. But not otherwise.
Not Krishna.
They haven't, not so far. Because from their point of view, they have to prove the dates, historical dates, how many centuries, and so forth.
It is there in the Shastra.
Yeah, no. But so, if one can put it that way, then somebody has to submit that we are going to celebrate the 3000th anniversary or the 4000th anniversary. But no such step has been taken. But such an idea can be proposed.
Now, suppose the United Nations is the organization of the whole human society. If I ask the United Nations as an organization, what is the purpose of this cosmic manifestation? There is a fact, there is a cosmic manifestation.
Yeah.
The scientists, they are also trying to understand.
Yeah.
So, there are so many scientists, philosophers, what is their answer? Suppose I am inquisitive to know something. So where shall I inquire?
No, if you were to inquire from, because the only organization which deals with culture, therefore philosophy, therefore religion, therefore art, therefore music, is UNESCO, Paris, not New York. And if you did put such a question, you would get some kind of reply from one of the directors who says, we have, such a proposal has not been made, but if such a proposal is made, let us say, presented by any member state out of the 126 or 27 member states, and it is submitted to the General Conference when it meets each session, 2 years in October, and is passed through, we will be able. Now usually what happens is, one country presents it, and if the, and what it means in terms of expense, how much, how many people are going to be invited, what is going to be the plan, and if that is done, they would say, yes, I think such a study has to be made, and it's possible to make it.
A sectarian posture?
No, it won't be.
It is. Why it should be presented to party sarathi, even American representative, or English representative, or French representative, any representative?
Because being a governmental organization, the only kind of reply one would get to such a question would be a very polite and very courteous one, but it wouldn't have, no action would be taken. Action can only be taken if it is governmentally presented. That is the only problem. There are many ideas which come forward, marvelous ones, but the people need to present them officially.
And your position there?
Well, now I'm a consultant. I used to be a regular member of the staff for a long time. Now I do certain projects for them, and I'm a visiting professor, and I'm a writer, visiting professor at different universities. So I'm connected with the UNESCO in a way that I can, not being now a permanent member of the staff, which I was.
But it's not to propose early, because I wish that there are so many scientific men, philosophers, and thoughtful man.
Yes.
Suppose even if I ask you, what is your answer? So what is the purpose? The cosmic manifestation is there. The universe is there. And there are innumerable planets within this universe. And that very organizedly kept. Everything is nicely going on. The sun is rising in due time. The moon is rising in time.
Yes.
Seasons are changing. There's nice organization.
Yes.
So, is it not a bona fide inquiry? So, what is the purpose of this organization?
Yeah. Well, the purpose is to understand oneself in relation to the cosmos.
Yeah.
And therefore, everything else is valueless if it has no relation to the total.
The relation is already there.
Yeah.
Because as the sun is part of this cosmos, I am also only part.
Correct.
So, why the sun is made and why I am also made?
Yeah.
What is this purpose? That is my question.
There's a discovery.
The relation is already there.
The discovery.
Because I am part of this organization. Now, why I am created, a man, another is created, an elephant, another is created, Brahma, another is created, ant, another is created, so many.
But
why?
The purpose of life.
I don't think anyone has thought over this matter.
It certainly needs to be.
But there is. There are so many philosophers, scientists. Why do they not try to think of it? What is its purpose?
Well, some have tried to talk about the purpose of existence, that we are little entities of no significance. Some, because...
Now my question is, why have you become little entity, another has become big entity?
Some people say that it's due to our past connections, our incarnations.
Karma.
So, exactly.
Yes, karma.
What we've gone through.
Karma.
We are the result of our past actions.
Yes. That is a fact.
Right.
That is a fact. Because we get all this information from Vedic literature. Karmana daiva netrena. You understand Sanskrit?
Little bit.
Yes. Karmana daiva netrena. jantar diha upat. A living entity is getting body by as a result of his karma and supervised by higher authority. That when you speak of karma, a result of karma, there must be somebody who will judge.
But
just like one has stolen something, and the magistrate is judging the karma, the criminal activity, and he is putting him either in the prison house or getting him released. No, he is not going to be. So as soon as he speaks of karma, there must be somebody else to judge. And that judgment, he said, daiva netrena. Daiva means divine supervision. So, what is that divine supervision? Next question immediately comes. As soon as you accept karma and the resultant action, and it is supervised by the divine authority, the next question will be, what is the divine authority? In this way, we have to go forward. So that sort of education is nowhere in the world.
No. Not here in any case.
No, here or India or everywhere.
Yes. Nobody is.
So that means people have become so dull in spite of so-called education.
That is true.
That's my point.
Oh, yes. Education is merely book knowledge,
murha
of substance given, read, prepared.
Don't
go with the basic.
Samaya vahi, that is described in the Srimad Bhagavatam as simply wasting time. That's all. Dharma sanasthita punsha visakshena kathasu jat no padaya dratim jadi samaya vahi kevalam. Samaya vahi kevalam. Everyone is acting dharma sanasthita. According to Vedic civilization, there are four divisions of man. Brahman, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra. And further, spiritual division, Brahmachari, Grihastha, Vanaprastha, Sannyasa.
Yes.
So, everyone has got some duty according to his position.
Quite.
So, Bhagavad says that if a person executes his duty very perfectly, but if he does not awaken his Krishna consciousness, then all that he has done is simply waste of time. So, our point is that the UNESCO, United Nations, UNO, they're simply wasting their time. From a practical point of view, they're unable to do anything. Because the original idea was to stop war. But war is going on, fighting is going on. They could not stop it. And United Nations, but actually they are becoming disunited more and more. Pakistan was not there. You know very well, Lahore was your country, now it is other side. So, in this way there cannot be any solution.
No.
There cannot be any solution. We must know the central point. The central point is Krishna. We get from, I am not manufacturing this idea, Bhagavad Gita is recognized for. There it is stated, bhoktaram jagatavasam sarvalokamajasaram Suidam Sarvabhutanam Gyata Mam Shanti Mishati. If actually anyone wants shanti, peace, he must know these three things. The Lord, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he is the enjoyer, bhokta. It is called beneficiary. Because he is the owner, sarvaloka maheswaram, and he is friend of everyone. Sridham sarvabhutanam. Gyata, knowing this, mam, me, Krishna says, shanti mithya, there is shanti. There is shanti. Otherwise, this so-called conference and big office, big salary, big officer, it will never be successful.
And this basis which is the essence of everything.
This
yes. That is one thing they want to avoid.
Yeah. That is their nonsense.
In other words, everything else is a plan or an excuse to escape from yourself.
That means it is an association of cheaters and cheated. Somebody wants to cheat and somebody is being cheated. That's all. That is our opinion. So how the association of cheaters and cheated can do anything good to the human society? They're cheaters. They do not know how this peace has to be attained. And they're trying to attain peace in their own way. Therefore they're cheaters. You do not know a subject matter, how to do it. And you are trying to do it, that means you are a cheater. It may be very strong word, but the fact is that why should you try something which you do not know adequately? That is our protest.
Well, many people would say that the use of the intellect alone, which is an excuse for not going deep into oneself, is the technique that is used. What can be rationally explained, only rationally explained, is what matters.
Yes.
Anything where something beyond reason, call it intuition.
Yes, it is quite reasonable.
Yes.
Well, everything in this table, whatever is there, it is created. The table is created, the light is created. Everything is created by someone. So how I can deny this fact that somebody has created the whole universe? If you say it has come automatically, drop, then you have said that. It must be accepted that somebody has created. So who is that somebody? You are not created. The Americans have not created, the Englishmen have not created. Or I have created, you have created, but we can understand that somebody has created.
Yes.
So who will be the proprietor? I shall be proprietor or the creator shall be proprietor? Who shall be the proprietor?
Creator.
Yes. So why you are claiming others' property as my own? This is my country, this is my country. And we are so rascal and we are making United Nations.
Doesn't belong to anyone.
Doesn't belong to anyone. And these rascals are claiming, this is mine, this is mine, this is my flag, this is it. And therefore, they are all cheaters. And they are combining and trying to cheat others, that how much I can cheat you. I am American, how much I can cheat you, Russian. Russian thinking, yes, I am also a cheater, how much I can cheat you. This is going. Cheaters and cheated. And they are wasting their time. Is that civilization? To become cheater and cheated and waste our time in some so-called conferences. Is that civilization? Do you think?
No, not at all, but that's exactly as you say.
America, they cheated the Red Indians. They got the land. Now they are claiming it is my land. But where you got this land? You have cheated the Red Indians. And you claim, now it is your land. Nobody should come here. Everywhere there is a, it belongs to Napoleon. He thought France is mine. The France is there where he has gone, the proprietor.
Yeah.
And for, with this idea, he fought so much. Now nobody knows what he has become, where he is living, either in France or in hell. Maybe in heaven. But we have so many places and so many forms of life. And our Bhagavad Gita says, Tatha dehantanam prapti. Just like, I am now in this body, the child is in this body. So all of us sometimes were in this body, childish. So where is that body? That body is not existing. But I am existing. You are existing, you know that you have such a body. You are also playing like this child. I also remember. So the body is not existing. I am existing.
Yes.
So I have got a different body now. So where is the difficulty to understand that when this body is also finished, I get another body? Where is the difficulty? And Bhagavad Gita says, Tatha dehantaram prati. As we are changing from one body to another, 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 even in, within our experience. Similarly, as soon as this body is finished, I get another body. Now, I am working in this body as national, as Napoleon, as Gandhi, as, you know, according to our own wings and ideas, and fighting in the UNESCO, everything, just like recently, Pakistan represented the Indian Union. But as soon as the body is finished, just like Gandhi finished, Jinnah finished, now what kind of body has got now? May not be Indian or Pakistani. Now in that body he is thinking according to the body. A dog is thinking according to the dog's body. A man is thinking according to the man's body. So thinking and everything is changed with the change of the body. Just like this child is. This child, she cannot concentrate because due to the body. Other gentlemen, ladies, they can concentrate. So she has to get a different body to have a different mentality. So in other words, with the change of the body, the mentality changes. So in this body, I am thinking of France. And if my next body, it is not in France or not human, I will think otherwise. So the whole duration of my life, which I thought in one way, that is simply wasted.
Yes.
Simply wasted.
Yes.
They do not know. This knowledge is lacking. There is no such knowledge in university, in education, nothing. Simply they are wasting time. Simply. They have no perfect knowledge, they are wasting their time and doing something just like childish. And going on as advanced in civilization and so on, so on, so on. Now they should think. Simply on some utopian ideas. They should not know. They should know what is the purpose of life, what is our connection with this cosmic manifestation. There must be some creator. Who is that creator? What is my relation with him? There are so many things. But they are neglecting. And still they are passing on as scientists, as philosophers, as politicians, as leaders.
That's the worst of governments, you see, because they stand, as you said rightly, each for himself.
Whatever I do, we are discussing this point, that this illusion is going on.
Yes, sir. It is.
But human form of life, a human being can get out of this illusion. Now this is thing. Simply on some utopian ideas, they should not know. They should know what is the purpose of life, what is our connection with this cosmic manifestation. There must be some creator. Who is that creator? What is my relation with him? There are so many things, but they are neglecting. And still they are passing on as scientists, as philosophers, as politicians, as leaders.
Yes. That's the worst of governments, you see, because they stand, as you said rightly, each for himself.
Whatever I do, we are discussing this point, that this illusion is going on.
Yes, it is.
But human form of life, a human being can get out of this illusion. We have got sufficient sources of knowledge, especially in the Vedic knowledge. So why do we not take advantage of this knowledge and make our lives successful? Yes. That is my proposal. And we are struggling with this Krishna consciousness movement with this purpose only. That these people are missing the point and wasting their time and life unnecessarily under some illusion to try to save them. That is our Krishna consciousness. Talks with so many Christian priests.
Yes.
Naturally, while discussing, I asked them that in your Bible it is said, thou shalt not kill. Why you are maintaining slaughterhouse?
Yes.
They cannot answer properly. In this one they say, try to avoid and support this slaughterhouse.
It's difficult. To answer.
This is why.
When I asked a group of priests at a meeting which was to celebrate the anniversary of a leading Catholic thinker, Aya Shabda, I just asked him about the Sermon on the Mount, referring to similarities between the teachings of Sermon on the Mount and in the thought. He says, you see, but the point is this, that the Sermon on the Mount is not meant for everybody. Yes, it is only meant for a very few.
Huh?
It is only meant for a very few. And therefore, most of us, including the present company, he said, cannot use it in everyday life. I said, do you mean it's only meant for monks? He hesitated but said, if you like, yes. But I said, I imagine that this was meant for everyone and that anyone could follow it. And he said, well, it is too dangerous a teaching to give to everyone.
That's it. Therefore I say cheater and cheater. Similarly, scientists also, recently in Los Angeles, California University, one professor, a big scientist came, he's a Nobel Prize owner. He gave lecture, he has written one book on which he has got Nobel Prize, Evolution of Chemical. He wants to prove by chemical, combination of chemical, life has come into existence. That is his theory. like Darwin's theory, the life is from matter or chemical. So after hearing the lecture, there is a professor also, a student here. He is also doctor of chemistry. He's my disciple. He inquired that if I give you all these chemicals, whether you can produce life. At that time he said, that I cannot say. He's proposing that from these chemicals, life has begun. And when he questioned whether by supplying these chemicals he can produce a life, he says, that I cannot say. This is it. Then what is the, if you cannot say, then why you are saying that from these chemicals life has come? So when they are caught up for practical purposes, they will deny. And they are passing on as philosophers, scientists, priests, and